You're listening to The Voice of the Valley, KROX in Crookston, Minnesota, 1260 AM and 105.7 FM and 92.1 FM in Grand Forks and East Grand Forks. It is 20 till 11 AM here on this Friday, January 19th, as it is time for our Valley Talk program. I'm joined by Chris Boyk today from the Crookston Public Library. And Chris, how are you doing today?
I'm doing great. It's a beautiful day out. It's a little crisp, but yeah, Happy New Year 19 days late. And
yes.
Yeah, we're anxious to get going with 2024. It's going to be a good year, I think.
How has the last month been?
It's been busy, which is really good. Yeah, we've got a lot going on, as always. We are planning a lot of programming for the next year, and beginning with probably some yet, you know, this spring. I just don't have details yet. We've done a little virtual programming through Lake Agassiz Regional Library, some of our legacy events, and things like that. And, you know, we've got some new things on the horizon at the library in partnership with other groups or organizations, agencies that we're working with closely. We ended the new year, or the past year, the 2023, finishing up a mural that we worked on with in conjunction with, it was legacy funds that were used for that, and we worked closely with the CHS art teacher Sue Dufo, and also Trey Everett, local artist, to create the mural with students. And I kind of came into it saying, this is kind of what my thoughts and vision are for the project. And then they had their input. And between everyone, we came up with, I think, a really, really creative, beautiful mural. So we're hoping to have an open house, possibly over conference time. So if you get a chance to get to CHS for any reason, and you happen to walk down to the new area where the middle school is located by the English department, there's a mural on the corner. Students worked really hard with Sue and Trey to make that come to life, and they just did a beautiful job, and so kudos to them, and we appreciate the partnership in working together to make that happen. So with Lake Agassiz Regional Library and the Crookston Public Library, and also the state of Minnesota through legacy funding. So it was a great partnership. Great collaboration.
Yeah, very excellent to hear about that. And there's an event going on right now. It's the Book Blizzard.
Yeah, we just kicked off our Book Blizzard. We have it every January, February. So it began on January 2nd. And basically what happens is you read. It's for adults. It's pretty much 18 and older. You read to win prizes. There are some mugs and hot chocolate and things of that nature. Some locations have their own, you know, set of prizes and things of that nature too. But we, for the most part, we give away every year. Most people look forward to our mugs. They're big enough you could use for either coffee or soup or hot chocolate or whatever it is you like. And you basically complete a reading log for every four books that you listen to or read. And you can go to our online, to laurel.org/bookblizzard to find out more. Or you can just call us at, you know, 218-281-4522 or, you know, and stop in, and we'll let you know more about it.
And
but
how,
that definitely goes through February 29th, so it'll go fast.
Yes, it will. And can't believe we're already creeping towards the end of January.
I know.
So we're
cuddle
almost
up with a good book. It's been cold lately. It's supposed to warm up, but there's never a bad time to read a book or listen to a book, so.
Does it matter what book, or does any book qualify?
Yeah, we don't know any book qualifies. Yeah, even if you want to read the same book four times and then put that in your log, you know, we will draw at the end for prizes. And yeah, it's just a great opportunity to, you know, if you're going to read anyway, why not try to win something and be a part of it? It's fun. And we have people who collect the mugs. They always do a great job at regional office. Our marketing director, Hillary Stevenson, just does a wonderful job. And she has, you know, it's just always fun to see what colors they're going to be, what the logo is going to look like in conjunction with the other colors on the mug and things like that. And then there usually are some treats on the inside too. So we have a lot of fun with it.
So that's the Book Blizzard that's going on from now through February 29th. And you also get that extra day with the leap year too.
Exactly.
So why not read an extra book on that day?
Read an extra book and try to win a great super coffee mug or hot chocolate mug, right?
Yeah, absolutely. You can't have enough coffee mugs.
You cannot. Well, you don't come to my house because there are people in my household that are of the opinion you can have too many and that I do have too many, but it's kind of fun to collect them. So yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I say go for it.
Thank you. Appreciate that.
And then an event coming up on the 23rd, a really interesting Reading by the Red Book Club event.
Yeah, so the book for the 23rd of January for Reading by the Red, which meets from 6 to 7 on the 23rd, The Last Thing He Told Me by Laura Dave. Or it might be Davey, but I think it's Dave. We are going to once again be led by Corrine Everett, who not only now leads the Reading by the Red Book Club, but will also be leading the Drafts, the hosted book club that we have every other on the off month that we're not having Reading by the Red. We have Books and Brews, and it's always held at Drafts. And we've got new bookmarks out for 2024. They are ready to pick up at the library if you want one. And it lists all of the selections for the Reading by the Red book club, and which is always the fourth Tuesday at 6. And then on the other side, you'll find all of the selections on the off other month for Books and Brews, which is also the fourth Tuesday, 6 p.m., same time. And, you know, really, the reason why we stagger it, and for some people it's confusing, the reason we stagger it is just that sometimes people can't read that many books that fast. You know, it takes them a couple months to maybe read something. So that gives them time to read the next book if they're in just one of the book clubs, or if they're in both, then they get an opportunity to read different genres and things of that nature, depending on what that particular book club might lean towards or enjoy. And they all have input about what those selections are, along with Corrine, and she does a great job of leading them. And so, yeah, it's a lot of fun. Pick up a bookmark, see what we've got going for 24. A lot of great titles on there. But the one for January 23rd, if you've read it, or even if you haven't and you'd like to join us, everyone is always welcome, even if you haven't read the book, at 6 p.m. on January 23rd. The Last Thing He Told Me, and you can always contact the library if you'd like to get that particular title.
And that's going to be on Tuesday the 23rd at 6 o'clock.
Absolutely.
And should be a great discussion over that. And then again, as you said, Books and Brews, that's going to be in February. So
correct. And I will mention that we have Aspen now, which is a really great way to, it's a feature on our website, you don't have to do the W's anymore, but laurel.org. And Aspen will help you find everything in one spot now. If you look up in Aspen what we've got in our collection, you'll find not only what we have in the collection for actual books and CD talking books, but you'll also find what we have on Overdrive and Hoopla. So all of our digital titles as well. So you might want to check that out and familiarize yourself with that new feature. And I think it's going to be really, really convenient for folks, and they're going to really enjoy the ease of it.
So that's a nice change here for the new year.
Yep. Just kicking it off, Aspen. So it's going to be very customer service oriented and very customer friendly and easy to use. And people will really, really enjoy using that so that they don't have to go to different places to see what is available where.
It's all about making the customers and the readers happy.
It is.
And something that's going to be coming up as well, it's going to be the Newborn Baby Talk.
Yeah, we've got, we're kicking off Newborn Baby Talk in conjunction with Early Childhood Family Education. Gina Gunderson is leading the way on that, leading the charge, and also sponsoring that are Polk County Public Health along with Lake Agassiz Regional Library, and it will be in the library. It's free. Newborn Baby Talk is free, and it's every Tuesday from 9:30 to 11, except for federal holidays. It is for parents with babies, birth to 12 weeks, so 3 months old. And it's basically going to go from January 8th through March 26th, and then April 2nd through June 18th. And you can attend right in the River Room at the Crookston Public Library. A public health nurse, a parents educator, and then lactation specialist will be available to answer questions about your newborn and provide support and information on your new journey of parenting, if you are a first-time parent especially. And then a facilitated discussion will cover feeding, attachment, sleep, development, family changes, and returning to work. So you'll also have an opportunity to weigh your baby. And so it's just a great opportunity to not only be educated, but to, you know, have that socialization with other moms and people who are going through the same things. And not just moms, but, you know, dads too. And then also to just, you know, get out a little bit and not only learn, but get some, again, socialization, interact with people who are going through the same things. And then we also have Baby Bounce, which it'll lead right into Baby Bounce. And Baby Bounce is always on the first and third Tuesdays of the month from 10:30 to 11. So this is every Tuesday. Newborn Baby Talk, but Baby Bounce is just the first and third, and they'll go right from the first hour of Newborn Baby Talk from 9:30 to 10:30 right into Baby Bounce. So you'll get even more interaction and work with, you know, sensory toys and things of that nature with Cassidy Mananen, our youth services librarian.
Well, the really cool thing about this Newborn Baby Talk just goes to show that the library, it's a lot more than just books.
It's a lot more than just books. Yes, exactly. And that's a great observation. And that's one thing we want to keep reminding people. You know, if you don't have your library card, come and get a library card. They're free. As long as you live within the Lake Agassiz Regional Library region, you know, itself, any of our service region, you can get a library card as long as you have a permanent physical address. Bring in proof of your address, whether it be your checking account information, you know, a rental agreement, your driver's license, of course, a utility bill, something that will show where you live, and we will get you set up with your card. And, you know, it's just such a great resource to have to not only get your books, but also have OverDrive, you know, get them on your Kindle, on whatever, you know, tablet or device you might have, and then also DVDs. And we've got wireless printing. It's called Print. You just put the app on your phone and you can send print jobs to the Crookston Public Library. And the ease of just picking those up and having them printed for you is great. We have color copying and printing. And then we also have just a number of things going on with, like, the Family Resource Center through Polk County. Social Services as well now is housed there Monday through Thursday. There's always somebody on hand on Tuesdays from Career Force to help you with applications for jobs, maybe just looking for jobs, doing resume writing, interviewing skills, whatever that might be. You can always come and talk with Jason on Tuesdays for, he's always there for an hour and a half. And I want to say, actually, it's from 12 to 1:30. And then there's always STEMsational Tuesdays, the second Tuesday of the month, and that's always at 3:30 with Cassidy. So, yeah, there's just a ton of things going on. Story times every Thursday at 10:30, and that's about a half an hour in length. And a number of other, again, programs that will be coming up. You just have to look at the website or our Facebook page to check out all of the things going on. And we would love to see you, have you come in. And there's just, it's just a hub of activity. It's just a lot going on from one day to the next, and even some things that we're going to be planning on the weekends. So watch out for those things too.
Yeah, the daily calendar, it's always full. The monthly calendar, it's full with all kinds of activities. Let's go over some of those monthly activities, like STEMsational Tuesdays. What exactly goes on there?
Yeah, those are STEM projects that Cassidy will plan with kids. And STEM, of course, is science, technology, engineering, and mathematics. And so those types of activities, they're fun, but they're as educational or more educational than they are fun. And so the kids are learning at the same time they're having a good time. And that's really the goal. And it's just going to help them in school and help them down the road. I know I got my son's math scores recently in the mail. And, you know, you'd be surprised at the different types of activities that that you have your kids subjected to from early on through all the way through for, you know, those developmental years, and what a difference they make. And it's something for the kids to do after school. They're always, like I said, the second Tuesday of the month, and they're always at 3:30. And she's always got a great activity planned, and it's usually some kind of, like, science experiment or something, you know, related to STEM. And the kids just have a really good time with it, and there's usually something to take home with them. So it's a win-win. And it's just, you know, getting back to the career resource and ALUMA, and also, Polk County, Social Services, as well as ECFE and Polk County Public Health. We are just so blessed to be able to have such wonderful, agencies and groups in our community. And I have to say, between that and the school district and community education with Denise Oliver leading the way, we just have so many things to offer, services and resources to offer the community and the surrounding area. And I don't think people even realize sometimes what's all available until they check it out. And there's plenty to do. This is just throughout the entire year. And so come out to a ball game, come out to the summer concert series, come out to some of the evening programs, the book clubs, STEMsational Tuesdays, Baby Bounce or Story Time. You know, check out some of this good stuff, because I'll tell you, people go away just really pleased with what they see and hear. And we're seeing more and more people coming back after they've experienced it, if it's something new to them. Our numbers are really picking up, and the traffic has picked up in the last year or so, and we're seeing more and more new cardholders, and it's just really fun to see, because circulation is up and everything is really up, and it's on the uptake, and we're actually really excited about it.
That's really excellent to hear. So if somebody doesn't have a library card and they're like, hey, I got to swing by the library, I need to pick up a library card, how can they do that?
You just stop in 110 North Ash Street in Crookston. We'd be happy to set you up with one, and you don't even have to come in, as cold as it is outside. You can go online to laurel.org, and you can fill out just a brief little application. I think it's 4 or 5 questions to fill out an online card app. And your proof of your address will be us sending the card to you. It will take a little bit longer because it goes down to Moorhead to our regional office and then gets sent out from there. And that's how, and then they'll verify your address again by sending it to you. But otherwise, you just stop in, and we'll be happy, one of the librarians, to set you up with one, get you an application, and not just you, but your family members in your household that would like a card as well. And it's fun to see kids come in and adults come in that get excited about Book Blizzard, about summer library experience and some of the reading challenges and contests, and also the book clubs. We have book club kits, lots of different titles that you can call to check out or ask about, or just go to our website. And you can always, if you have a book club that you do on your own, you're welcome to also have your book club members check out books through the Crookston Public Library or any of our locations to lead your book club discussions as well.
A lot of things that can be done at the library. And as we discussed earlier, it's a lot more than just books. You know, you have the baby classes that are going on there. If you need to make copies, use, you know, computers, things of that nature like that, you know, you can do that all at the library.
Exactly. And now we're going to be fast approaching tax season. So we have a lot of people that come in. We will have tax forms that will be coming, that we don't have them yet, but we will be. And we can always print off whatever we don't have immediately available, we can print them. It's also a matter of 10 cents a copy, but we can also make instruction booklets available. We can print them. They're usually around $5 if you want to take one with you, or you can utilize one of the sample copies that we have in-house. But we always see our printing kind of go up and our copying go up during tax season. And I believe that I know of, we're one of the only places to still get tax forms. They used to have them at the post office. They don't offer them at the post office anymore. And so, again, if you want to save on your printer cartridges, or you just don't have a printer or internet or whatever it might be, we also have a number of public computers that are seeing more and more use again since COVID. And we can help you out with whatever it is and get you to the right place. If you're not sure what you need to do, we can help you.
Boy, we covered a lot of ground today here on our Valley Talk program. Did we miss anything?
I don't think so.
I think we covered all ground. Once again, the Book Blizzard that's going on right now through the 29th.
Right. Yep. I would like to mention also, I did remember that we just had our friends open house on January 9th. It was cold. We had some folks come out, which we really appreciated and we're happy to see. If you're still interested or ever interested in becoming a friend of the library, contact us as well. And we have memberships for individuals, seniors, families, and businesses. And we would love to have you join us as a friend of the library and to support your local library. So.
And one last time, the contact information.
Again, the phone number 218-281-4522. And our address is 110 North Ash. And we also have a Facebook page and our website as well, laurel.org. So check us out. come on in and we'll get you whatever it is that you need. And we've also got interlibrary loan with MinLink. So if we don't have what you need in-house and we don't have it in the Laurel collection or the Northwest collection that we share and partner with them on, then we will certainly get it for you through MinLink.
Well, thank you very much, Chris, for joining us from the Crookston Public Library on today's Valley Talk program.
Thanks for having me.
Again, the book blizzard going on right now through the 29th. You can participate online at laurel.org/bookblizzard. And then the Reading by the Red Book Club on January 23rd from 6 to 7 p.m. They will be discussing The Last Thing He Told Me and many other events going on at the Crookston Public Library.